It's here and now, and I'm broadcasting from Mexico City today. And while we're here, we're going to do a special Mexican edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Rulo David Vasquez is a name known to many here, a longtime DJ and music critic who now hosts a podcast called La Edad Media, and he owns a restaurant. Rulo, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, I'm very happy to be here.
And by the way, what's the restaurant like?
Well, it's family recipes. It's very busy. A lot of mezcal, a lot of beers. It only opens at night. It's called Paramo, after the famous novel Pedro Paramo by Juan Rulfo, probably the biggest and the most important Mexican writer ever.
Well, it sounds good, but we are here to talk about music mostly. And first of all, for people from the United States, when they think about Mexican music, maybe they think about something like mariachi. Now, we're going to hear some new Mexican music, but is that still part of the musical scene in Mexico?
Well, there's a plaza called Garibaldi where you can pick up a mariachi and take it to play a serenade to the loved one. But no, young people don't listen to mariachi that much, at least not in Mexico City. Maybe in other parts of the country they do, but in Mexico City, not really.
Okay, so what's the music scene like here now?
Well, like if you go to clubs, there's a lot of techno music and there's a lot of rock music and there's hip hop. Those are the main things that people in Mexico City are listening, but countrywide, it's banda, what rules, what's most popular.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of the music that you wanted us to hear. This is a longtime band in Mexico. This is called Café Tacuba, and here is Futuros. Al final, ¿qué importa si muerto en vida sobrevivir? Now, this group has been around since the 90s. What more can you tell us about them?
Well, people say they are our Radiohead, and they have a large audience in the United States. And here in Mexico, in Mexico City, they can even play for 60,000 people. They're very popular. And it's very curious because they do really experimental music. They embrace alternative rock, electronic, whatever, and regional music. And they make a very natural mix of all these musics that doesn't feel forced.
All right, well, let's get to another big musician here. This is Natalia Lafourcade with Tú Si Sabes Quererme. Tú Si Sabes Quererme. Tú Si Sabes Adorarme, mi amor. No te vayas, quédate por siempre, para siempre, para siempre amarte. Corazón, tú sí sabes. So, who is Natalia Lafourcade?
Well, we've known Natalia like 17 years ago. She started out when she was 16. She was a pop star, and she started doing this more personal music till arriving what you hear now, which is amazing because she's very popular. And if you turn on any FM commercial radio station, you will hear this music, this song in particular, next to Justin Bieber or reggaeton or whatever is mainstream right now. So she's doing something that nobody else is doing. And this record in particular, it's a new one called Divas. It's coming out in a couple of weeks also. She's doing songs by folk female singers from all Latin America. And she's like in her early 30s, and she's playing with musicians that are in their early 80s. Which is very interesting.
Wow. And what is the mix on the radio between U.S. music and Mexican music?
Right now, it's more music in English than ever. Not only American, also British and Australian and Swedish. But yeah, the pop stations now play like 80% music in English, 20% music in Spanish, and reggaeton is huge.
All right, well, now to the band Little Jesus. This is called La Magia. Yo sé que no vas a regresar, pero nadie se tiene que enterar de lo que pasa cuando faltas. Eso te pasa por hablar de So how would you describe this one?
They are our Vampire Weekend, I would say. They're posh, educated guys. They do really smart lyrics. And they're quite new, and they became popular very fast.
Uh-huh.
And they're like one of the promises of indie rock in Mexico City.
And do you think there's a direct connection between indie rock in Mexico and indie rock in the United States?
Yeah, of course. I think sound-wise, there are a lot of coincidences. And I think bands in Mexico are listening a lot to what's happening in the United States and in England too, because we have been listening to British music a lot more than in the United States, you know. Like bands like Oasis, Blur, Pulp, the Britpop explosion was huge in Mexico, so that also had an influence on music.
How do musicians make it happen in this city? Do they have to get radio play, or does it start in clubs, or what happens?
They get played on public radio and college radio. Uh-huh. And it's very difficult for them to have some airtime on mainstream radio. And they start playing clubs. There's a lot of festivals in Mexico City, probably 5 or 6, which are very important for the up-and-coming bands. And yeah, their audiences start growing. And a band like Little Jesus, they do a lot of work online. So that helps them a lot.
Now, why do you think they call themselves Little Jesus and not Little Jesus?
I don't know. I think they were called Little Ethiopia in the beginning, after a neighborhood in L.A. Hmm. And I don't know why or how it changed to Little Jesus. But I don't know, because, you know, bands here in Mexico, a lot of them sing in English and are part of this global culture. They travel a lot. They play in South by Southwest or in festivals in the U.S., you know?
Yeah.
So calling yourself Little Jesus makes it easier to transcend the wall.
All right, well, the last one that we have here from you is from the producer Zoot Zoot. This is called Mareo. So you're finishing up here with the dance clubs.
Yeah, that's very underground. That's very, very underground. Zoot Zoot is part of a collective label called NAFI. And they started doing parties, and then they started recording music. Then something very interesting happened, because they started having dialogues with similar collectives worldwide. And they have created this network of people that have the same interest as them. So they play all over the world, like in Korea or Japan or New York, San Francisco, wherever. And they bring musicians from other parts of the world to play in Mexico City. And they throw these amazing parties in warehouses and everything. Yeah.
Is electronic music big in Mexico right now?
Yeah, it's been big like since the 80s, you know. So it has never left. Like goth culture never left Mexico. Electronic music has never left Mexico since the 80s, you know?
Wow.
And it's still huge.
Well, Rulo David Vasquez, host of the podcast La Edad Media, talking with us about some new music coming out of Mexico during our trip here to Mexico City. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here and to introduce some of the musicians of our city.
And if you want to hear more, you can go to our Spotify playlist. That's NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.